Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. You can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. As always, lots to talk about. Of course, your calls are the primary element if you make them. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
So what we're going to start with tonight is a story out of Georgia where the sex offender laws are going to cross a new threshold of invasiveness and outrageousness, in my opinion. And we know that this is the direction things go in. We know that when government starts something, when some new government program starts, it never ends. There's always a new expansion. There's always some new additional bureaucracy that will spring out from the original bureaucracy. There will be a new purpose and new directions for it to go, which, of course, those directions always end up being more intrusive and more oppressive than they were in the past. And, of course, it's easy for the government to pick on the sex offenders.
Yeah, everybody hates sex offenders, including myself.
Who could stand up for the sex offenders? So this is an area in which it's a very simple matter for the government to encroach upon people's freedom, upon their privacy, upon their ability to live their lives in the way that they would like to live them. And, of course, we're talking about sex offenders that are not in jail. We're talking about the ones that have gotten out, and they're now in all 50 states have these sex offender systems and tracking, and you have to report if you're so-called sex offender. You have to report to the government every time you move. They have to know where you live. You may have to stay in on Halloween.
Live within a certain distance of schools, sometimes and bus stops, and churches, and everything else.
There's a variety of different controls, and it varies state by state. But I'd like to point out that before we go on with this story, that sex offenders can mean somebody who was peeing in public.
Some states it does.
Right. So it's not always, when you hear the term sex offender,
pedophile is what pops to mind.
Right. Immediately you think of somebody that's touching children or molesting kids. That's not necessarily the case. In fact, it could certainly be somebody who is peeing in public. It could be somebody who is a statutory rapist, which means that you've had a sexual encounter with somebody who's under the age of legal consent.
Might be that you were under the age of legal consent at the same time.
That's a possibility.
That happens often. Or that you were close.
Right. Or as we've been talking about on some more recent shows, these teenagers that are taking pictures of themselves and sending them around on the Internet and cell phone to cell phone. They call it sexting, apparently. I don't know if the teenagers call it that, but the news media has labeled it that. and so those people have been called child pornographers, these teenagers that are taking pictures of themselves. That would put them in the sex offender category. So the sex offender category is very wide. It's vast. And this story, I don't believe, just has to do with child sex offenders. I believe this is all sex offenders in the system in Georgia. Here it is from DailyTech.com, where the latest scuffle over online privacy is brewing in Georgia, an aggressive new law set to take effect a few days ago, which will force sex offenders to hand over their internet passwords, screen names, and email addresses to the government for monitoring purposes. Several other states have efforts that track sex offenders' emails and screen names. However, Georgia, which has 16,000 registered offenders, will be the first state to demand the sex offenders' passwords as well.
Now, Georgia also, it's either a town in Georgia or it is the state of Georgia itself, and I'm not sure which one it is, is the same one that has the rule that sex offenders can't live within X amount of yards of a school and a bus stop, a church, a park. When you start drawing these radial signs inside towns, you'll find out there's not very many places to live legally. And the idea is that I guess that Georgia wants to foist its sex offenders out on the other 49 states.
Well, yeah, give them a reason to move out. Give them a reason to not be there. That's an interesting point. But, of course, we know that the other 49 are eventually going to catch up. I mean, if Georgia begins this process of taking people's passwords and they get away with it, you know, if it's, I don't know if it's going to be challenged or not, but if they get away with it and it seems like they've, most states have gotten away with pretty much everything they've tried to do to the sex offenders, then you'll see this spread. So you'll see this happening in state media.
It may very well spread, but it's not a very enforceable law.
Well, let's see what they have to say for themselves here. A similar law in Utah was already struck down by a federal judge who ruled that it violated the privacy rights of an offender who challenged it. However, that ruling was rather narrow as it applied to an offender tried on a military conviction who'd never been in Utah's court or prison system. Critics of the Georgian law say that it not only violates the privacy rights of offenders, but it also places undue stress on the already tight-for-cash Georgian law enforcement. One of the
unfunded mandates. Love those.
One of the critics says there's certainly a privacy concern. This essentially will give law enforcement the ability to read emails between family members, between employers. State senator who wrote the bill, Cecil Staton, says that it's necessary to strip the rights of some citizens to protect the rights of life and liberty of others, particularly the children. He states that the benefits of the bill, which will allow law enforcement to detect stalking by predators sooner, outweighs a lot of the rights of these individuals. So you don't have rights in Georgia if you are a sex offender. If you made a mistake and pulled down your pants in public to go to the bathroom in a park, or if you had sex with somebody who was 17 or 16 or something like that, you don't have rights for the rest of your life. You have to give up your email passwords. And I'm just wondering, I'm sure, considering how unpopular sex offenders are, somebody out there would want to defend this program.
Somebody likes this.
Somebody out there thinks this is a fine, fine idea, and I would love to hear from you. 800-259-9231. Because what about the guys that change? What about the sex offenders who made a mistake, maybe when they're 18 and had sex with somebody who was 17? Apparently that's a mistake, and it will get you put into the sex offender system for your whole life. Somebody like that, they have to give up their passwords for the rest of their lives to the government because they made a mistake. That's all I want to hear from you. If you can defend this policy, 800-259-9231. I mean, after all, they've gone this far. Sex offenders have to jump through all kinds of hoops. So it's just one more hoop, right? It's no big deal. I think it's a pretty big deal. I think it's pretty outrageous, as a matter of fact, just in general, how sex offenders are treated, let alone this next step down the road to completely owning these people. What about those who want to turn their lives around? Because I can tell you something. I'm not the same person I was 10 years ago. Yeah, I was, you know, I was me 10 years ago, but I'm not the same me today as I was 10 years ago. Isn't it possible that many of these folks are going to turn their lives around? I understand there's a recidivism rate. And that some of them will reoffend. I understand that.
And sex offenders' recidivist rate is actually some, it's not the highest out there, and it's sort of middling as far as if you classify the crimes. Now, I'll grant you that many of those recidivants that aren't recidivizing are probably the statutory rapists. They're probably the peers in public. They're mm-hmm. All these other sort of peripheral sex offenses, and I would think, it's just my speculation, I haven't seen any numbers particularly on pedophiles, I bet to those guys, they probably offend a lot more.
Maybe.
Reoffend a lot more, I should say.
Maybe. I think it's a problem still, even if we're talking about the ones that have molested children to invade people's privacy like that. I think it's outrageous that after they've gone and spent their time in prison, that they still have to be owned for the rest of their lives in that way. I think that's wrong. I think that the whole idea of going to prison is that they claim that you're paying your debt or whatever, which obviously I'd rather have them pay restitution. I'd rather have these individuals that are guilty.
Makes a heck of a lot more sense to me than prison. I mean, we wouldn't have to pay for the punishment as a society, and, well, then the person who gets hurt actually gets something out of the deal.
Exactly.
They're made whole in some manner. Now you just have to be made whole by how severely the other person's punished. It's bizarre.
Yeah, that doesn't make anybody whole. I think if we had a restitution system where victims actually got some sort of payback for what happened to them, I think it'd be great. Of course, restitution would mean that the guy peeing in public wouldn't pay restitution to anybody because he didn't hurt anybody. Let's go to your phone calls. Talk to Russ listening to WFLA in Florida. Russ, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Russ.
Hi, how are you, sir?
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, you were asking for somebody to defend Georgia's law. I'm not from Georgia, but I certainly have no problems with what they're doing and actually think that our laws currently are too lax when it comes to sex offenders.
You know what I'd like to hear from you, Russ, is what would you, I mean, if it's the laws are too lax in your opinion, what would Russ's vision be? What is your vision for what should happen to these so-called sex offenders? And if you'll hang on, I'll bring you back so you can explain that to us. More coming up here with Russ in moments. 800-259-9231. So what should it be like? And if it's not restrictive enough now, what would he like to see? We'll find out, hopefully. 800-259-9231, and take your calls as well. How do you feel about these restrictions on the so-called sex offenders? It's Free Talk Live.
Now, a revealing glimpse into the life of one of our most celebrated yet private novelists, John Grisham, author of the masterful new legal thriller, The Associate. Who is John Grisham's toughest editor and critic? That would be Renee Jones Grisham, his wife of 21 years. As John told Publishers Weekly, Renee makes those editors in New York look like children. He credits her for her particular advice on his female characters, and as he told BookReporter.com, I constantly inundate Renee with all sorts of story ideas, and it's her job to tell me to shut up and keep searching. She has an uncanny ability to spot a good story. Once I start writing, she is merciless as the chapters pour forth. She enjoys picking a good brawl over a subplot, a weak character, an unnecessary scene. Given John Grisham's extraordinary success, we can only hope Renee keeps her red pencil sharpened. To learn more, visit jgrisham.com. If you thought Mitch McGeer was in trouble in The Firm, wait until you meet The Associate. Kyle McAvoy is a brilliant young attorney, a rookie associate at the world's largest law firm, but he also has a dark secret, one that falls into the wrong hands. He's coerced into taking part in a scheme that could send him to prison or get him killed, making his first case his last. The Associate, John Grisham at his pulse-pounding, page-turning best. Available January 27th, wherever books are sold.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
Every 23 seconds a violent crime is committed. Rapes, robberies, carjackings, assaults. You can find statistics all day long and tell yourself it probably won't happen to you. But those statistics won't mean anything if you become a victim. It's been said the best offense is a good defense. Prepare yourself by visiting www.aaa-safetyfirst.com. Check out the huge selection of pepper sprays, stun guns, self-defense DVDs, personal alarms, home protection supplies, and hidden cameras. If there's a woman in your life, there's a self-defense product right for her. Don't be a victim. Visit www.aaa-safetyfirst.com and use coupon code GCN to receive a huge 10% discount off your order. That's www.aaa-safetyfirst.com or call 719-289-0440. 719-289-0440 today.
Rough roads might be ahead for the economy, but your vehicle doesn't have to experience them. Can't afford a new vehicle or even an expensive repair? Now you can take care of your vehicle with Protecta Engine Oil Booster by SFR, which is a fully synthetic oil booster. Protecta Engine Oil Booster fortifies your motor oil to help your engine last longer. Protecta Engine Oil Booster has been tested by independent laboratories and proven in over 1 million vehicles worldwide. We'll give you enough Protecta Engine Oil Booster for 5 complete oil changes for only $22.95. That's enough for 2 vehicles for up to 1 year. Start taking care of your vehicle today. Take advantage of this limited time offer and receive free shipping. Protecta Engine Oil Booster is the last defense against engine wear. Go to oilcompanysecret.com or call 1-888-873-7371. That's oilcompanysecret.com or 888-873-7371. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Call 888-873-7371 or visit oilcompanysecret.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You can bring up anything via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, click and download. And I can tell you that if you're only getting this Saturday program on your local radio station, you missed all week because we do this six nights a week. So get it all over at freetalklive.com. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We continue with your phone calls. My question earlier was, how do you feel about the way sex offenders, so-called, are treated in this country? I'm pretty outraged by it. I understand that sex offenders, some of them aren't the best guys. There's no doubt about that. But some of them,
as far as I'm concerned, are some of the worst guys.
Some of them are some guys that made some mistakes. And they, I don't think, deserve to have their lives intruded upon in the way that they currently are, and in the way that it's getting much worse. The news story tonight that prompted this discussion was Georgia. It's passing some new law that says that all their sex offenders have to turn over their passwords, their email addresses, their user log, all their user logins for various different websites they go to. And I find that outrageous. We continue with your phone calls and your thoughts on this. We go back to Russ, listening to WFLA in Florida. Now, Russ, you had said that you don't believe, not only do you think this is a good idea to have to force them to hand over their usernames and passwords, but you don't think that the current sex offender laws go far enough. And I wanted to hear what you, what is your vision, Russ? What do you think that, what do you think should happen to these guys?
Well, as a father of two young girls, if someone committed a sex act against one of my daughters, I don't think they should go to jail. I think they should be put in a 12 by 12 room with me and let justice be done. As far as restitution, you say, gee, don't send them to jail. Let's just let them pay restitution. Let them pay restitution after they've gone to jail for the $40,000 a year it costs me through my tax money to put up these people.
And is that happening now, Russ?
No.
So we have a broken system. You would agree that we have a broken judicial system that robs taxpayers, including the victims of the crimes, for the paying to incarcerate these people. You would agree?
Yes. And okay. You know, if you and I understand about there should be a difference. There should be a threshold between sex offenders of children and somebody who drops their trousers in a park.
I concur.
But if you commit an act against a child and are found guilty, to me, you're never going to change, and the penalty should be as severe as possible.
What if you're wrong? What if 99% of them don't change, but 1% can?
When it comes to children, we lived 10 miles from Jessica Lunsford in Homosassa, Florida. I don't know if you heard that national story.
Yes.
She was taken from her home in the middle of the night, and she was actually within 100 yards of her home the whole time, the 3 days she was alive and being raped and tortured, right, you know, within sight of the sheriff's station there, his headquarters, his command site. And she lived for 3 days. To me, everybody's right, including mine, should have immediately gone door to door, said, let us in, or we're going to get a search warrant, and we're going to get.
Wow.
We're gonna give you.
You're a real fascist,
Russ.
Well, no,
I heard about the Jessica Lunsford case, and it is absolutely tragic. Now, statistically, I'd like to point out that you're far more likely to do something horrible to your daughters than somebody else is. You know, during their childhood.
Well, that's no different. That's still a sex offender, and
I'm just saying that. Now, the reason the Jessica Lunsford case got all those legs is because it is terrifying to people, and it's terrifying to me, the idea of somebody sneaking in and stealing my baby. It's terrifying to people that a stranger might break into your house and steal your kid. It is. And those are the kind of stories that get legs. However, what you don't see are all the stories of all the stepfathers molesting the kids and uncles and, you know, those, the people that are in their lives, priests. I mean, how many hundreds and even thousands of kids have been molested in this country by priests as opposed to somebody who snuck into a house? But that's not really my question, Russ. My question is, do you believe in habeas corpus?
Yes, I do. Once you're convicted, though, then the line's drawn, and now you're a sex offender.
So do you believe in ex post?
Right.
It's good that you believe in some of these legal terms. Do you believe in ex post facto, that a person shouldn't be able to be sentenced for something after they've done it?
They shouldn't be able to be sentenced for something after they've done it?
After they've done their time, you mean?
Right. Well, no, actually, ex post facto means that, for instance, if I were to pass a law that chewing gum in public is punishable by a year in prison, and you chewed gum yesterday, but I passed the law today, I can't go after you for having chewed the gum yesterday. That's ex post facto. Is it, you can't do that.
Right. No. I again, when it comes to kids, I think there are extraordinary measures that
there are no rules.
So ex post facto does not pertain with sex offenders. So we can sentence sex offenders after they've been sentenced. We can re-sentence them for more stuff.
Well, they're not.
Can we hang them?
They're not curing these people. That's a fact. Okay.
I don't know that they can be cured, Russ. I don't know.
They can't. You're
stating it as a fact, and neither one of us is an expert in this field, and I don't know that to be true. But you do think it's okay to go back and take away their right to have an email address and a password? My question is, where does that stop? Can we just go get all the people who are sex offenders anywhere at any time and hang them?
Well, if they're sex offenders against children, I think that should be the one and only punishment.
No, not the punishment for the crime, Russ. That's not my question. My question, you see, these gentlemen have already been punished for their crime by a court of law, a legally appointed court of law in the state of Georgia. My question to you is, if they've in the past been a sex offender, been sentenced, been released, can we now go find them and hang them?
No.
But we can take their passwords away? I mean, where do we stop the line of this intrusion on freedom?
You find a large percentage of these folks that repeat are doing it through the internet. And when it comes to a child, if they've done this, the fact that somebody's reading their email, boo-hoo.
I'm sorry. So do you think, Russ, I understand where, look, I get where you're coming from. Do you see this distinction I'm making? It's fine with me if a judge says, sex offender, you are convicted of sex offenses, and since you do it through the internet, you may never have a private email address again. And
that's not
passed
fine
down.
With me.
What's that?
That's not fine with
that's
me.
That's fine
I'll
with me
with
if, that's,
on that.
If that is a legal punishment, that is, you know, that's...
No legal... Just because it's a legal punishment does not make it fine. That's intrusive. That's unnecessary. And look, look, Russ, I'm sorry. You're trying to tell
it
me that
me.
Sex offenders are are rendezvousing with children on the internet? Or when you say children, do you mean like 14 and 15-year-olds?
Well... To me, my 14-year-old is still my child, but, you know, we're a representative form of government here. If the folks in Georgia have elected representatives who are carrying out their wishes by voting these laws, that's their will. That's
you know that
their right.
Hitler was appointed. You know, Hitler was appointed by a representative form of government. You're aware of that, right?
Yes, I am.
So is executing the Jews okay?
No, it's not.
Okay.
And they're not children.
So he draws a line.
Okay.
So Russ will
somewhere
draw a line.
Line wherever Russ says it is.
We don't know where the line is, but Russ says he's okay with the cops coming door to door and going into people's homes if they're looking for a missing girl.
Okay,
and I'm sorry.
You didn't let me finish that point.
Okay, go ahead.
If the cops knocked on my door and I asked them, I went to the sheriff. I know the sheriff. I coached football with him up there. And I said, take a piece of paper that says anything we find is fruit of the poison tree except for Jessica Lunsford. Hand that to him and say, please, let us search your house. We're going door to door. She was within 100 yards. Okay.
I think it's a great idea to have people consent to having their houses searched as long as they can't take stuff.
Yeah, well, if there was no contraband laws, right? If there were no contraband laws, then I really wouldn't have a problem with that. But they're going to steal my marijuana grow operation. Thank you very much for the call. Not that I have one, but if I had one, they would take that. All right, more coming up. You can take control. Bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses 2 high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The PacLite can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The PacLite is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them, and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The PacLite comes with a 25-year warranty, and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
Break the law and you're caught on film.
Practically impossible for police to spot plates that have been treated with a reflective spray.
The reflection blinded our camera.
We are under the microscope. Red light cameras and speed cameras are in place to make money, not for your safety. But you don't have to be defenseless against these unconstitutional devices. Have a fighting chance with SprayYourPlate.com's photo blocker. When properly applied, this revolutionary product has proven itself to be the most effective device available against traffic cameras. Invisible to the naked eye, your license plate, when flashed, will be overexposed and unreadable to the cameras. Save your money. Go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. And check out the newscast showing the photo blocker in action, proving that the Spray Your Plate's photo blocker works against traffic cameras. Go to SprayYourPlate.com or call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate. And when the cameras flash, you'll save some cash.
SouthSummit.com is the place for top name brand knives such as Kershaw, Spyderco, Cold Steel, Gerber, K-Bar, Boker, Leatherman, and more. South Summit has one of the largest selections of self-defense products on the web. Knives, stun guns, police batons, pepper spray, LED flashlights, emergency kits, binoculars, and tactical gear are just some of the great products found on SouthSummit.com. Receive discounted prices on camping and preparedness products from Camelback, Kelty, and Eureka. Check out our water store. Storage barrels, water purification systems, and Mountain House freeze-dried foods that have a 30-year shelf life. Keep an eye on your family and keep them safe with our do-it-yourself spy camera systems. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll receive a free LED flashlight with your order. Visit SouthSummit.com. That's South Summit, S-U-M-M-I-T, SouthSummit.com. Or call toll-free 1-800-234-8654. That's 1-800-234-8654.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll free 800-259-9231. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. The features include the bulletin board system with over 400,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about over at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. Now then, if you are engaged in consensual sexual activities, or you want to be, AdamEve.com has a special offer for you. Go to AdamEve.com and get 50% off of one item when you type FTL for the offer code coupon checkout. Plus, with your order of $17 or more, they'll throw in a free gift. Get 50% off with offer code FTL at AdamEve.com. As we continue with your phone calls talking about sex offenders and whether or not these laws are going too far. The newest one is out of Georgia, where sex offenders, every single sex offender in the state, including probably people that were peeing in public, every sex offender is going to have to give up their usernames and passwords and email addresses. And I think it's gone way too far. We'd love to hear from you, though. 800-259-9231. Now, Mark, you're saying you think this is fine.
No, I'm not saying that at all.
If the judges sentenced someone to
it's illegal what they're doing. That it's against the law, and that's a problem. And I think that the legislator that proposed this legislation and anyone who's voted on it or seconded it needs to go to prison for treason.
But wait a minute. I thought you said that you are in favor of them doing this to new sex offenders.
People who are being sentenced for a crime and know that that's a possible sentence for a crime, that
you lose your privacy for the rest of your life? That's crazy.
Here's what I believe. I believe that there should be no plea bargains ever. That our system is completely flawed and broken. And if a person did it and that is a sentence for a person who did it, I'm okay with it. Now, I would prefer a system that, like you're, like what you're talking about,
restitution where the victim gets something.
Well, yeah, I absolutely do believe that, and I think in some cases with violent people, people that hurt people, that perhaps they can do their restitution in a place that's closed off from the rest of society.
Oh, I agree with you. I would agree with you there. I think that if you've got somebody who's a habitual offender and is dangerous to others, then there's nothing wrong with putting that person in a box and keeping them there. I have no problem with that. But if somebody that's made a mistake or somebody that's had sex with a 16-year-old or whatever, something like that, that's pretty crazy.
How about would it be okay with you? Now you understand. Would it be okay with you if the email thing was a stipulation of their probation?
I just think that's really intrusive and outrageous.
Do you think it would be okay if it was a stipulation of their probation?
No, I think it's unnecessary.
Do you think it would be okay if it was a stipulation of their probation? Yes or no?
No, I don't like that.
Okay, great.
No.
That's fine. It is absolutely something that can make a stipulation of probation.
Yeah, I think probation is out of control.
I agree that probation is a form of just trying to get people back in the system. Yeah. I would concur that it's being misused. However, I think it's fine in that circumstance.
You're saying just stack
and
up more
if
crap.
If somebody sodomizes 100 babies, I don't mind if they get probation for the rest of their lives,
well,
Ian.
We know so that's not really. I mean, there's hardly any cases like that
out there.
We're talking about 16,000.
You're asking me in the extreme whether I agree with, and yes, I do. I think for some people that get taking away their email addresses and taking away their passwords so that you can look at their email is fine as long as they were sentenced to it and it wasn't an illegal sentence. And I think that any legislator who is violating the law in this fashion in order to garner votes from the hoi poi out there, those people need to be tried for treason because they are violating the laws, the highest law of the land, the Constitution.
It sounds to me like you're just getting all upset about technicalities at this point. So you're fine with them restricting brand new sex offenders to the extreme, but if you do it to the guys that have already been sentenced, then it's a big crime in your book. It's very confusing to me. We continue with Adam in South Carolina, listening to WSC. Hello, Adam. You're listening to WSC FM if you're still there. Adam going once.
I'm here.
Hey there, you are. What's on your mind?
Well, this thing with the email addresses and the internet privacy, basically, and the sex offenders, I can agree with it to an extent. I think that it should be something that could be enacted for people who are directly using the internet for their crime. Now, some guy who was in college and dating a girl in high school, or, someone who, like you were saying before, public urination, things like that are a little extreme. But if the internet was their weapon of choice, for lack of a better word, then that should be monitored. Maybe not for the rest of their life.
How many cases are there out there? I'm sure one or two of them exist, but I don't imagine there are that many. How many are there that actually involve a sex offender who has gone after real children on the internet? And I mean people who are not teenagers. I don't consider teenagers to be children. I know that dad out there that called in a few moments ago would feel that way, of course. But I think teenagers are far more able to make choices for themselves than, say, people that haven't even gone through puberty yet. How many sex offenders went after their prepubescent victims over the internet? That's what I'd like to know. And anybody have any ideas?
I don't know the statistics on that. There's probably I can't remember the name of the organization, but there is a sex offender watch organization out there that keeps track of statistics like that. Have to Google it. But the thing is that a lot of cases, I know that it's not really necessarily the chat rooms, the instant messaging and emails that are used for this, but rather finding the children through that, through family home pages, things like MySpace, because kids get on MySpace at 7, 8 years old.
Sure, sure they do.
Facebook and those types of things. And finding the children that way, I mean, going through there, they can find out where the children go to school, who their friends are, their name, looking at pictures on there, you can find out their locations, places they like to hang out. Those are the things that need to be monitored, because if you've got
hold up, before you go on, do you understand that taking away someone's email password is not going to prevent that?
I do, and I'm not necessarily sure about the passwords are even going to be helpful, but there needs to be a monitoring system in place, because if you find a guy who, basically stalked his victims previously through internet sites like this that have happened before, and you find that he's trolling around MySpace on a bunch of a bunch of 8 or 9 year olds, MySpace.
I can't disagree with you. I can see where let's look at laws that can be enforced. This law is stupid in the highest form. It is treasonous and stupid because it violates ex post facto. And how the hell are we going to know what? How many email accounts do you have, Brian? Is it Brian?
No, it's Adam.
Sorry, Adam. How many email addresses do you have, Adam?
Oh, I've got at least 4 or 5.
Okay, so if you turned in 4 and not 5 to the probation officer who's going to watch over this stuff, then you could do whatever you do with your 4, and then the 5th one, that's where you do your dirty work. Well, you know, like this, it's nonsense. It's completely unenforceable. Now, I can see if you're talking about somebody who's, you know, some online predator, a real live one, because there's not that many out there, a real live online predator. I can see them taking away his computer, but I can't see this stupid law.
Yeah, that might be a better solution, actually.
It sure beats trying to take
the punishment has to fit the crime. That's the bottom line.
I concur.
And a person, you know, who the internet, the computer never even factored in. I'm sorry, but too many people's lives are lived partially online. And some people do all their banking online, and that I don't think. You know, banking passwords, for instance, I don't think should ever be the government's business, things of that nature.
Well, it looks to me, Adam, like you're making our argument
it's easy to sit. Here's my biggest concern. It's easy to sit there and say, well, multiple child rapists, go ahead and do whatever you want to them. I mean, and I would be with you. I don't really care what happens to those people. But here's my concern. Down in Georgia, where this password law has been put into effect, there are 16,000 people that will be affected by it, 16,000 sex offenders. And you, Adam and Russ, who called earlier, both said that you didn't think that this should happen to the guys that were peeing behind a fence somewhere, or you know that were involved in statutory rape with consenting teen girls or whatever. But the problem is nobody stands up for these guys. So when these laws get passed, everybody's out there thinking, well, yeah, stick it to those child rapists. But how many of the 16,000 people that are going to be affected by this are actually child molesters or child rapists? It's going to be a very, very small percentage. However, there's not going to be anybody who stands up for the, let's say, 25% of them who might be statutory rapists and the 5% of them that were peeing in public or went out to get their newspaper nude or something like that. Nobody stands up for them because they're all labeled sex offenders.
Right.
That's my biggest concern.
And the organization that is in charge of administering this has shown itself over and over again to be one of the most incompetent organizations and types of organizations in the world, and that's government, because they do not have any kind of responsibility for their actions.
Thank you, Adam, for the call. More coming up with your calls as well about whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of paying $100 an hour for computer support just for the problem to return? Whenever you have a major computer catastrophe or a simple question, give my U.S.-based computer technicians a call and they'll remotely connect to your computer and fix the problem for you. It's safe, secure, and you won't have to let a stranger into your home.
Call 888-629-9903 and sign up today. That's 888-629-9903.
My computer works. Does yours?
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
With rising unemployment and an economy that continues to fail comes an increase in crime. Are you safe when you walk to your car? Are your kids safe when they go out? Everyone needs something to give that extra edge in case of an attack. You need DPS pepper spray from MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Stinger keychain is a great way to surprise a potential attacker. Mr. Defense carries the largest selection of stun guns, air tasers, knives, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your order. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MRDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 today.
What will happen when the grocery stores are empty? What are you going to do once your food is gone? What will you do when the dollar is worthless and your family needs to eat? Growing your own food is the only way to have real self-sufficiency and peace of mind. GetSeeds.net is offering an amazing special on 100 different varieties of heirloom vegetable seeds with a complete range of crops. That's 100 packets of non-hybrid seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You will have the comfort of knowing that you are truly prepared. These affordable prices are our way to pay it forward. So in turn, GetSeeds.net asks you to share these seeds of life with the less fortunate. Go to GetSeeds.net and get 100 seed packets for only $49 with free shipping. Or call 877-394-6657. That's 877-394-6657. Or go to GetSeeds.net.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
You bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, the features we give away. So enjoy those on us. And if you like this show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can learn how to promote Free Talk Live. Go to promote.freetalklive.com. And you'll see a whole list of different things that you can do. Most of them are completely free, while a few of them are very low cost. Go to promote.freetalklive.com as we go to your phone calls. Dan in Indiana, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hello, gentlemen. How you doing?
Dan, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, you know what? You guys have talked about this subject for the better part of an hour, but nobody brought up something very, very important, and I wanted to get this through to everybody.
Talking about the new Georgia sex offender laws that force them all to give up their usernames and passwords and email addresses. Go ahead.
Right, sir. Well, we're talking about giving up your passwords. Your passwords, gentlemen. Do you want to give up your passwords to me?
No, you don't.
I don't want to give my password to you either. Right. And we're talking about giving them to these granny-humping scumbags. Oh, I'm sorry. I mean government agents. My bad.
Right. These government agents don't do things that are when they gather information, they don't use them for good purposes, typically.
Right,
I mean,
right,
who's to say they won't completely try to ruin people's lives?
They incarcerated the Japanese from the census rolls.
Right. That's what I'm saying, Ian. What if they were to take if they had your password, what's to keep them? If, say, you were a political, I don't know, maybe somebody that got a judge bugged at them, a convicted felon, or maybe somebody got busted for smoking a little at Barney. What if you got, you know, what if guys like that happen to get their names included in the database at this, like the DNA database? That only covered sex offenders, but then it's like felons, then it's like jaywalkers, then it's like everybody that's ever had a run-in with the law.
First they came for the
sex offenders.
Yeah, first they came for the trade unionists, and I wasn't a trade unionist, so I said nothing.
Right, Mark. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. But here's the thing. What's to keep them from going and putting bomb-making instructions, illegal porn, something just hiding it away in a little section of your computer? You didn't even know it was there. Okay? You see where I'm going with this?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
The fact is that many crimes that have to do with computers end up being, they'll throw in some kind of child porn charge because they'll claim that some girl that you have downloaded or some in some manner or another is below the age of 18. And unless you take it to trial, which 90-something percent of cases never make it, then you're ended up as a sex offender.
So basically what you're saying here, Dan, is like some government bureaucrat who wanted to be mean and nasty, who, for instance, has a vendetta against these guys, could just...
People.
could just send them an email with a picture of child pornography in it and then log into their email account and say, hey, somebody sent them a picture of child porn, and then violation of probation, and they're right back in jail.
Right, right. And it doesn't even have to be, like I said, it doesn't even necessarily have to be somebody that was originally convicted on that. I mean, you got that judge bugged at you and stuff like that. You know, he's got it, you know, he's got it in for you. Okay? I posted on the board regarding that. And and Mark, you're a convicted felon.
What yes, I am.
What they convicted you for was bogus, of course, but still, what's to keep you from being added to that particular database of people that are going to be, I mean, God forbid it happened. I mean, I hope it doesn't happen.
I know,
happen
same here.
That's an interesting point. Yeah, who's to say that if they get away with passing all of these restrictions on the sex offenders, this restriction that forces them to give up their usernames and passwords, that they won't start targeting certain people for sex offenses simply because they know it will give them complete control over their online life. So if they wanted to target somebody as, we saw you peeing behind that tree over there, and then arrest them for that, get them onto the sex offender rolls, and then bam, they've got access to all their online stuff.
Yeah, like I said, it doesn't even have to be limited to the sex offender things. They can get to just about anybody.
Well, you're saying they'll expand out from here. You're saying they're going to get away with doing this to the sex offenders, and then they're going to do it to the violent criminals after that, and then they're going to go down the line.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, but you said right at the beginning of your broadcast that the government will try and stretch things. They'll just keep on and keep on and keep on. They got to make everybody a criminal and stuff, and then they can just cash in on the guilt, and they will go after people that are black in the eye of the state, so to speak. You know,
I just wonder, Dan, how far are we away from webcams in the sex offenders' homes? How far? Is this like 5 years away? 3 years away?
Is this 1984 and stuff? Remember how Winston Smith had that camera in his home? He wasn't convicted of anything. Everybody had him in their house and stuff.
If you don't have anything to worry about, what's wrong with getting one?
Yeah, put one in every room of your house. Yeah. Who cares?
And about this Russ guy and everything, he said, He couldn't make up his mind for a punishment for these guys. He said, well, first he said he'd like to fight the guy. Then he said execution is fine. But let's just assume that Russ is a little scrawny, little 98-pound fella and everything, and that the sex offender is some guy about 6'5" and knows karate.
Not a good punishment to have him fighting in an arena-style situation.
Let's go 12x12 and try and take that guy on then.
Thank you, Dan, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you, dude.
I would assume Russ, in this circumstance, would assume that he would be able to bring whatever he would like to the room, whereas the sex offender would not.
You know, to go back to something Russ said earlier, he suggested that, he'd have no problem. The cops wanted to search his house for a little girl. That's fine.
Yeah, I got to think about that during the break, and that's a real problem. If the people, because obviously the killer's not going to allow you to search his house, so therefore the police are going to start targeting people based on the fact that they don't want the police searching their house.
You'll be suspicious if you don't allow the police to search your home.
And then what? And then after they find the little girl, are the police going to take you off some list somewhere?
Well, as I said, if we were living in a world where there was no contraband in that, the cops walk in, they spot a bong, normally they'll take that and they'll charge you with possession. Russ said, well, we can make it so the cops just don't charge you for anything if they find it. Well, that's, nice of you and everything, but that's not going to stop them from confiscating the contraband that they come across in their searches for the missing
child. Unfortunately, we don't get to control this government of ours.
And we don't live in that world.
As much as we would really like to, it's out of control and hasn't been in control for a very long time.
So we don't live in that world where there is no contraband, so as of right now, I don't trust the police as far as I could throw them. And so who's to say that if they had the ability to go house to house and search people's homes for missing children, that all of a sudden there'd be missing children missing whenever they wanted to search your home?
Hey, there's a little girl missing down the street.
Yep, yeah,
there's a picture of her.
Had a missing child report.
Wait, you came and searched 2 months ago, and that was the same little girl missing. She's missing again. This little girl runs away.
Exactly. 800-259-9231. And for those of you out there that are saying, well, you're just talking about drugs, and you damn druggies, you just want to keep all your drugs safe. Well,
there was a time when alcohol was illegal in this country.
Well, there was alcohol, but how about guns? How about guns? I'm sure there's some people out there that are just feeling all nice and safe with their guns in their homes, but what if they outlaw guns?
Do you really want the cops going through the serial numbers on your guns and checking to see if they're properly registered and all that other stuff?
That's all right. I'm a law-abiding citizen, Mark. That's fine.
You're a law-abiding citizen with your papers in order is really the question.
That's right.
I mean, and what if there's a typo on the paper? Have you looked at that? What if the government agent who typed up your registration on your gun...
What if they ban guns?
I wonder if Barack Obama would want to ban guns.
800-259-9231. We continue. Then will you let them in to search for the little girl? We continue with John in Austin listening to something. John, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, guys.
Hey, what's on your
mind? When they come in and search, the thing, like you say, I'm totally against that. I mean, when your wife stands up and said, oh, my God, they went through my lingerie.
Yeah, there could be a girl in that drawer.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't have to be contraband. It doesn't have to be, what if they... It's just the invasion of your privacy.
Absolutely, yeah, I mean...
But the children!
People have things they'd like to keep private in
John,
their lives.
John, the children! The children, okay?
See, that's what's always brought out. And
it is.
Look, I was in law enforcement for 14 years. I was a criminal investigator.
Mm-hmm.
All right? I've run search warrants, I've organized them, I've written the affidavits, I've done them. I always tried to be as not truthful as possible. And of course, these were being run in businesses, rarely in anyone's home. But we had a case where child pornography was involved. Okay. Now, one thing I haven't heard, and I haven't listened to the whole show, so I might be missing this. The guys who get on the computers, okay, they're also downloading kiddie porn. And so that's fostering a whole different type of abuse and exploitation of children. Okay? And from that regard, how do you stop that? Because a lot of it's not even created here in the U.S. It's done overseas.
That is a whole other issue, and it's another issue that a lot of people are pretty concerned about. I think that it's pretty much unstoppable. I think that if you are concerned with child pornography, you should focus on the creators of it, the people that are forcing children to do things on camera that they don't want to. I think that what you see when you see people getting busted for child porn, 99 times out of 100 is just the end user. And, as we talked to a pedophile on the show before, he was a caller, and we asked him a lot of questions, and one of the things he pointed out was he doesn't need naked pictures of children to get off. He'll look at the Sears catalog in the underwear section. So there's no stopping this. It's just that, is there a victim? And if there's a victim, that victim deserves restitution. I thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. Hour number two is coming up. You can bring up what you want, your thoughts on this or anything. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.